first reading for today is Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The day will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, there he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit, for just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be. But the first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, a person who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise a person in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The second reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. "Further, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and transgressed. But she will be saved through motherhood, provided women persevere in faith and love and holiness with self-control." The next reading is from Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates reproof is stupid. A good person wins favor from the Lord, but the schemer he condemns. No one is made secure by wickedness, but the root of just will never be disturbed. A woman of worth is the crown of her husband, but a disgraceful one is like rot in his bones. The plans of the just are right, the designs of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are a deadly ambush, but the speech of the upright saves them. Overthrow the wicked, and they are no more, but the house of the just stands firm. For their good sense people are praised, but the persevere of the heart are despised. Better to be slighted and have a servant that puts on airs and lack bread. The just take care of their livestock, but the compassion of the wicked is cruel. Those who till their own land have food in plenty, but those who engage in idle pursuits lack sense. A wicked person desires the catch of evil people, but the root of the righteous will bear fruit. By the sin of their lips, the wicked are ensnared, but the just escape from a tight spot. From the fruit of their mouths, people have their fill of good, and the work of their hands come back upon them. The way of fools is right in their own eyes, but those who listen to the advice are the wise. Fools immediately show their anger, but the shrewd conceal contempt. Whoever speaks honestly testifies truly, but the deceitful make lying witnesses. This is the end of the reading for today. The last reading is Nehemiah chapter 8. Now when the 7th month came, the whole people gathered as one in the square in front of the water gate, and they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. On the first day of the 7th month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. In the square in front of the water gate, Ezra read out of the book from daybreak till midday in the presence of the men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. At his right side stood Matthiah, Shema, Aniah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaziah, and on his left, Pedaiah, Misho, Meshim, Heshu, Hashbadadam, Zechariah, Meshulam. Ezra opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher than any of the people. When he opened it, all the people stood. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, Amen, Amen. Then they knelt down and bowed before the Lord, their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jeam, Akub, Shebathiah, Hodiah, Messiah, Kelite, Erezah, Jobad, Hannah, and Peliah explained the law to the people who remained in their places. Ezra read clearly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, the governor, and Erza, the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not lament, do not weep. For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He continued, Go, eat rich food and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord is your strength. And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, Silence! Today is holy. Do not be saddened. Then all the people began to eat and drink, to distribute portions, and to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been explained to them. On the second day, the heads of ancestral houses of the whole people, and also the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe to study the words of the law. They found it written in the law commanded by the Lord through Moses that the Israelites should dwell in booths during the feast of the 7th month. And that they should have this proclamation made throughout their cities and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring in branches of olive, oleaster, myrtle, palm, and other trees and leaf to make booths, as it is written. The people went out and brought in branches with which they made booths for themselves, and on the roof of their houses, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, and in the squares of the water gate, and the gates of Ephraim. So the entire assembly of the returned exiles made booths and dwell in them. Now the Israelites had done nothing of this sort from the days of Jeshua, son of Nun, until this occasion. Therefore there was very great joy. Ezra read from the book of the law of God day after day, from the first day to the last. They kept the feast for 7 days, and the solemn assembly on the 8th day, as what was required. This is the end of the readings for today.